Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the Starnet Fall meeting in Atlanta, and I'm with Leah Ledieu, the Director of Strategic Accounts. Leah, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've pulled you out of something I want to give a little attention to. Y'all have a tailgate party that's also a trade show, and it's actually pretty neat because you've got these flat screen TVs everywhere. People are having a little cocktail and also spending time with the vendors, right?
Yes, it's actually a really good format. What's nice about it is that everyone is in their college favorites. We have televisions going in all places of the space, and everybody's having a really nice time.
So you've been at Starnet now for 2.5 years. Why don't you give us an update on what's going on with this role?
So I started in 2015. At that point, we didn't have a program to go out into the marketplace. And it took about 8 or 9 months to really come up with the marketing literature. And we started actively calling on clients about 18 months into the program. And we have been getting some huge success by calling on clients directly, bringing our vendor partners into these relationships, and really offering turnkey services, which is something very different for our industry.
I understand you've got big news. You've got a first big national account, which you can't identify, but you can give me kind of some parameters on what they're doing and what this is going to mean, right?
Yeah, we're engaged currently in a pilot program with a large healthcare end user. We started talking to them over 2 years ago. There really was the intent was us to provide not only the craftsmanship and the quality and the level of our installation, which is clearly one of the best in the industry, but to also have a reporting vehicle where we were able to monitor and evaluate the products that this end user was using. And they have a strict guideline with the products that they use. So through our reporting element, through the fact that we were offering them an unbiased, working as like a turnkey solutionist, where we were saying, you know, we'll install products that you specify. We obviously have our vendor partners and we can recommend products that they need. We can do mock-ups, test installations. But really the key to this whole pilot program was the fact that we were offering services that really no one else was providing. And, you know, that also gets in to the education platform, really what Starnet is all about, quite frankly. And we're going to teach this client to clean floors of many different mills that currently they haven't had this type of service before. And it made our program really unusual and very effective when it came down to putting us against other programs.
So is this P&I and maintenance, you're saying?
Yes, it is. You know, not so much maintenance as we're going to be doing floor care for them, but we're offering training twice a year for them for 2 consecutive years where we go in and we actually work with their staff and we teach them how to care for multiple surfaces. Starnet is working as an advocate to work with this client to help them have better life cycle costs and better maintenance results. And quite frankly, to give them more education so that they're more confident using these products.
So what's the benefit for this national account to use one supplier?
This is our wheelhouse. You know, we have millions and millions of dollars that we've done for this client already. So really what we're doing is we're not changing what they're doing. We're actually pulling it all together. We're offering warranties, the floor care, and we're offering this service of kind of the structure of the way we report all these different things that we do for them onto one format. And that's very simple. And, you know, through all these different things that we're doing, you know, we're providing some cost savings to the client at the end of the useful life of each of their floors.
On picking the product, are they picking the product?
So they're picking the product, right? We're not going in there and dictating what they should use. They have a design staff, they have facilities people, they're using products. Our goal is to leverage and use our services. But the fact that we're able to manage all these materials and make this a turnkey for them is really beneficial to them because no one's really doing that very effectively in a contract today.
Is it a one-source contact for them? They have one person they deal with you guys?
Right now I'm working with probably 3 or 4 people within this organization. You know, I am passionate about turnkey services. Selling direct, I understand the concept of it, but the flooring contractor really is the best person to manage the liability part of it, the materials part of it, the warranty package. It really is a system.
So what are some of your other accomplishments?
I do a fair amount of retail. It's a different segment. I have some corporate projects that I'm working on. I've had a few overseas projects that I've gotten involved in. But, you know, our members have been working and doing this type of work for years and years. And what's fun for me is that I'm able to take all these members and kind of be an advocate for StarNet and for our services.
I know another one of your roles at StarNet is to oversee the group of specifier business development people that the members have. What's going on there?
Yes, we've had some really great changes that we're doing within the specifiers committee. We've had some new activity. We have a new chair, Kathy Kennedy from Howard Drug in San Diego. And we've had some new members on the committee, which is good. We do training every year, camp at NeoCon in Chicago. So everyone comes in on a Friday. We have a really great welcome reception. And then we invite our vendor partners in. What's different about this year is we have had 10 specifiers within 2016 and 2017 join the membership through our members. This is a role where we're driving specifications to our vendor partners. So the training for 2018 is going to be kind of different. We're actually going to offer multiple classes. So if you're a new specifier and you want to know how to call on a design firm, or you want to know how to engage with your vendor partners, or you want more product information, we're going to have those types of platforms. If you are a more experienced specifier and you want to get a little bit more into the technical part of what we do, whether it's moisture and mitigation or RH or any of those technical issues that every day our membership is up against, then we'll have a platform for that. And then we have our VIP showroom tours with some of our larger manufacturers. The networking, so that, you know, if you're a new specifier and you meet somebody who's more seasoned, all these individuals have really engaged with each other throughout the year, and it's an education thing that we do.
So how many total are there now?
Right now within the membership, we have over 80 specifiers. You know, what's nice about this role too is it could be somebody that maybe started out internally inside. Maybe they were estimating, maybe they were in project management. They're moving into specifiers. You know, cross-training in our industry is so important, Kemp. And, you know, you see this a lot because you talk to everyone out there. You know, we need to get more individuals involved in what we do. And it's just such a good job. And it's pretty exciting. The design part of it, you know, if you're recruiting a designer or somebody that comes from the design side, then, you know, we have to teach them how to engage with flooring contractors and vice versa. So there's a lot of cross training we like to provide to help these members.
All right, Leah. Well, I appreciate the update. Sounds like things are going well. I know it's big news. You've got this first large national account. Again, been talking to Leah LeDieu, the Director of Strategic Accounts with StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLeah.net.